Hi, my name is Eileen Mestas, and I want to share an adoption story miracle and God's provision. My husband and I decided, we felt the Lord had impressed upon us that we were supposed to pursue adoption again. My husband's been out of work for 2 years and 3 months. We've accumulated quite a bit of debt and thought that was a crazy thing to do, but we decided to step out in faith, and the Lord miraculously has provided the money that we need through our previous adoption. We adopted twin preemies, little boys born at 27 weeks that were diagnosed special needs, and praise the Lord, they are perfectly healthy now at the age of 4. But anyway, it was through their adoption that the Lord revealed money for us. We're getting 3 children from Ethiopia. We're due to fly out in about 4 weeks. And the Lord provided the money when He revealed that we were supposed to get a tax credit back in 2003 for our special needs adoption. Our accountant told us we did not qualify for it. And as we proceeded with this adoption, our caseworker informed us that we should check into that, that we should have gotten it. So we called the accountant. It turns out they made a mistake. And the truth of the matter is God hid that money for the last 4 years and revealed it for such a time as this to pursue rescuing the orphan, as we believe pure religion is to care for the orphan. And when we decided to step out in faith, when all odds were against us, God showed His miraculous provision.
Hi, this is Victoria Allen, and our local radio station is KCMS and KCIS here in the Seattle, Washington area. In 2002, we opened our hearts to 2 Russian children. It was a program where they came over for the summer and stayed with families for 2 weeks, hoping that a family would be designated to adopt them, and then they would go back to Russia, and once they were adopted, they would come back to the States. We have previously adopted and also have birthed children, and so we decided, yes, we would like to host, but we had no idea that we were going to adopt. So we had no adoption papers in place, home studies, anything. We didn't have any money saved. But once we had these children in our homes, it was quickly noticed by our hearts that these children were meant to be ours. And they were with us for 2 weeks, and by the time they left, our hearts were just knitted together with theirs. And we knew that we were being called to be their adoptive family. And the Lord provided miraculously, because it is unheard of to have an adoption happened, let alone an international adoption happened, in 5 months from the time they left our hands at the airport. The Lord provided not only the mountain of paperwork that goes with an international adoption, but over $35,000 that we did not have. We were sent checks by people, from people that did not even know us. My uncle worked with a man who heard our story through my uncle, and he sent us a check. And they came in with thousands of dollars, written checks that we didn't even know. And I just kept telling my husband, he said, how can we afford to adopt 2 children? How are we going to feed 2 more mouths? And I said, if God's called us, He's going to provide. Here, they've been with us nearly 5 years now, and He continues to provide. We've never missed any opportunity, anything that we've ever needed. He's continued to provide. We have a great God. And I tell people whenever I see them and they want to know, they ask me about adopting, I tell them, don't let the money stop you. Because if you're being called by God to adopt, He will provide not only the money, but everything else that you need. I pray that those of you that are being called to adoption, that you will just stand on the promises of God, because He will provide. He keeps His promises. God bless you as you go and bless the children of the world.
Hi, my name is Catherine Flory. My husband's name is Glenn Flory. We live in Southern California. We adopted two little beautiful girls. They were 15 months old when we brought them home from very close to Siberia, Russia. We didn't know we'd be adopting twins when we started this journey. We attended the If You Were Mine seminar at the Capo Beach Calvary in Southern California in May of 2004. And it would be a year later that we would put our packet in with a local agency in Tustin, California, to adopt in Russia. And then we had been crown leaders for a long time, and I had led when I was single, and we were married, and we led together and took classes together in Crown Financial, and loved Crown. It just changed our life. And through that journey, God blessed us, of course, and grew our church family, and we just, you know, we had prayed and prayed for a child and weren't able to have a baby, and then attended the If You Were Mine and waited a year, and after having a phenomenal year and feeling like God, you know, through Crown and all of our prayer time that God would have us do this, we were in a Crown meeting, and it was right after the prayer time. We'd gone home and got the call, and that was fall of 2005. So we attended the seminar in 2005 of May and then led Crown that following fall, and it was after a prayer time that we got the call that we not only would be blessed with one child, but that God had two children for us. And as far as the money goes and how we were able to do it all financially, again, we had prayed, and through the principles in Crown, applying those to our lives, working hard, God gave me and my business a phenomenal year, and Glenn too, and we were able to pay cash for our entire adoption. And, you know, adopting one child is very expensive, but two, and traveling to Russia, we had to live there for a month on trip two. You know, you have to do two trips to Russia. So it was quite amazing, because we would have thought that there's no way we could have ever done it. But God knew different, and he was faithful through it. And all of the scriptures that we studied, and just the prayer partners that we had in our Crown class, the entire time we were in Russia, you know, they lifted us up, and they prayed along with us. And we came home after the first trip, and they walked alongside us, and then we continued in our Crown class. And we went that following January of 2006 and brought our children home the end of February, 1st of March, and to this day we still have strong connections with that Crown group and all of our other groups as well, but we absolutely attribute our children to God and his faithfulness, and that Crown and If You Were Mine, the If You Were Mine seminar definitely was, you know, just walked alongside us. We were not alone in this. So we'd love to offer encouragement to other people considering adoption and also considering the Crown class. It will change your life, definitely. And I'm here to tell you that you need to take it more than once. I took it, I think, 6 or 7 times, the Crown class. So, and I think I might take it again someday. So anyway, thank you so much. God bless you. Bye.
Hi, this is Ronnie Gerard, and I wanted to call today to let you know of an adoption provision story. Just to give you a little background, my wife and I, Elizabeth, she and I have been married about 15 years now, but early in our marriage we went through Crown. It was a great blessing to our marriage to get started off on the right page, and since then, outside of our home, we have been debt free. And we went through 3 adoptions in 3 years' time a few years back, and we wanted to remain debt free. That was our prayer. And at the same time, though, we also had a generous heart and wanted to continue to give and to give generously to God's kingdom work. And it just so happened, after our second adoption, and we had paid off our second adoption in full before progressing with our third adoption, we continued to give, and giving so generously that it was actually really stretching us. And we were even talking about cutting back on giving a little bit, especially with the adoption ahead. But as I know Scripture, one of the only places we can test the Lord is to test Him in giving. And we have seen Him faithful, because in the same year that we have probably given more than ever before, it was the same year that we were sharing our story of walking in to a Chinese orphanage and seeing our daughter and knowing that God was calling us to go back again. and to bring home another blessing into our home from that orphanage or another Chinese orphanage elsewhere. And we were sharing that story with literally a perfect stranger, someone we had just met. And what we did not know is that they owned a business. They had just sold it. And they called back about a month later and they said, Ronnie, we've been talking about it and we want to take care of your next adoption. And don't want money to be the issue holding you guys back. And so we want to pay for in full for your next adoption. And so three adoptions later, three additional children in our home. We now have four children all together, ranging from 13 years of age down to 3 years of age. And we are just incredibly blessed. And following God's principles, we have seen His blessing along the way.
This is Butch Walker with Family Life. We were actually looking at our second adoption. We wanted another adopted child in our family. We called our adoption agency to find out if the process was the same. Learned that it was the same as it had been the first time. And so we were praying about that. The next day, my wife called me at the office and told me that the adoption agency had called and that they had just felt led that they had a particular little girl that was supposed to be referred to us. And we hadn't called starting an adoption process. They just had felt led this way. I told her, well, that's great, but the reality is we don't have the money right now to adopt, and so if that is something the Lord wants us to do, then He's going to need to provide. We just, through the ministry of Larry Burkett and others, had become led that this was not something we would go into debt to do, and so we just felt like if this is something the Lord wants to happen, if He wants to put this child in our family, then we will. He'll just need to provide the money for that. And so that evening we prayed over the cost sheet and we just asked the Lord to provide if he wanted this to happen. And that was a Friday. On Saturday, we got a call from a friend who we had asked for some advice. And she called to tell us that she had been talking to another of her friends and told them about our situation. And this lady wanted to donate $7,000 to our adoption. And then later, as she heard more about it, she said that she had been having dreams about a little girl that matched the description of our little girl and that she hadn't understood before. She wanted to increase to $8,000. So here we were, just amazed, and I find myself on Monday morning at the office telling my friends and my boss about what all had happened and how the Lord had provided $8,000 towards the cost of us adoption. And still wondering about the rest of it. And my boss looked at me and said, well, how much is it? And at the time, I think it was $12,500, something like that. And he said, well, I'll take care of the rest. And so here we were, Monday afternoon, with all of the money committed to pay for the adoption of our daughter. So to God be the glory, we adopted her, and she's now seven and doing great and a real blessing in our lives. And we've just been touched by the ministry of adoption and the gift of God through these children.
My name is Ann Newsom. When my husband and I first began the adoption process in 2006, we had estimated that our total adoption expenses would be over $20,000, which was an insurmountable amount for us to pay alone. God had already been at work strengthening our faith in Him for this challenge. We had made the decision to adopt a child from Vietnam in September of 2005. Right away, He reminded us of His faithfulness in Abraham's life when he and Sarah were facing the seemingly impossible. We were led to Romans 4:18 through 22, which says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what He had promised. This is why it was credited to him as righteousness. We adopted this passage as our family life verse for 2006, beginning of a new family tradition. 2 years later, we have seen God's hand faithfully provide for every adoption expense. He abundantly blessed us with grants from Shahana's Hope and the Gift of Adoption Fund, and a matching grant from Life International, which our family and friends generously matched, and even above and beyond the grant amount. Even after our grant deadline had passed, family and friends continued to send donations to help with adoption expenses. We had hoped to avoid incurring any debt for the adoption expenses, and by the grace of God, we have no adoption debt. We are expecting to bring our baby boy home this fall, and we are eternally grateful to our God, to Shahana's Hope, Gift of Adoption Fund, and Life International, and to our family and friends.
Hi, my name is Joy Tanner, and my local radio station is WKVE K-Love out of Raleigh, North Carolina. I had had many years of infertility experiences, and ultimately when we relocated to Raleigh, was kind of in a pity party, depressive kind of mode. I didn't have any local friends to talk to or any couples to hang out with as a couple. And then we learned of an opportunity to host orphans in our home for a period of 2 weeks. We had hoped to host a couple of younger children, but the only two that were left were teenage sisters. So we took them into our home, ultimately fell in love with them, and found out that they have also two younger brothers in a different orphanage in Ukraine. But God was really working on our heart at the time. So one thing after another, we ended up pursuing adoption for these children, and we didn't know how we were going to work it out financially, but we knew that God was calling us to it. I sent a letter out to friends and family telling them our adoption story, how we were planning to adopt these children, and if they were interested in making contributions to our adoption agency, they would get a tax deduction on that donated amount, and just a lot of prayer. Prior to that, we had, when we weren't sure if we were supposed to pursue this or not, we just made it a matter of prayer, and one thing after another, random donations would show up in our mailbox that would provide for the next step in the process, and we just knew that it was God at work. So what I would tell anyone is, if God is calling you to do something, jump in and go on the journey with Him, because it's an amazing faith journey. And now we have our children at home as of July 12th of 2007. I'm eager to share our faith with them and to kind of explain to them that God alone made their early adoption possible, because we, by our own power, financially, emotionally, physically, could not have done it on our own. And then much like their life as an orphan, that they are sinners just like us in need of a Savior. But God desires to adopt them into His family through His Son. And when I think about that sacrifice that Christ made for us, our earthly sacrifice is nothing. So that's my story. God provided, and, you know, life is not easy with four new children in the house, but He's just faithful, and I can't wait to see what He does in our lives and in their lives.
This is Jennifer Sharp, and we were called by God to adopt very clearly and specifically back in April and May of 2005. And in June, I remember calling, and I wrote all of this down. I called a Crown financial advisor, and this lady gave me really helpful advice as far as preparing financially as much as we could to help with this adoption. And then on that same day, I was listening to a Crown program, and another person called in and asked my same question. In fact, it was word for word. Another man, Kit, called in and said, how do we afford adoption? We only have $3,000 in savings. And that's exactly what my husband and I had at the time. But we knew God was calling us to adopt. And Crown gave really good, I think it was Howard Dayton, gave really good advice. And I just clung to those words through the whole process. We brought home our first child from China in January of 2007, so he's only been home 8.5 months. And through the whole process, the Lord provided a tremendous amount of money Life International decided to come alongside of us, and through them over $10,000 was raised toward adoption. And then I had coworkers just coming up to me feeling that they were burdened for me and wanting to write me a check. And also some needs came up that we had, some medical needs and a vehicle need, and a coworker paid, a different coworker paid for that. And that was just absolutely amazing. People that really didn't know us really well were just coming to meet our needs. And I just praise the Lord for how he worked through the whole situation, and how he totally provided for everything. We did not have to borrow or anything of that nature. It was quite amazing, the whole process. And we had to overcome a lot of hurdles. My husband is paralyzed from the waist down. So for China, that was really a difficult situation, that type of decision. But the Lord just took that hurdle down, and we have a 4-year-old boy in our home, and he is quite an amazing child.
Hi, my name is Mary Moon, and our local station is 106.5 in Bellingham, Washington. We adopted two Russian teenagers 3 years ago, and during the adoption process, we did not know how we were going to come up with the money. We just knew that we were supposed to adopt these two sisters and that somehow God was going to provide, and so we stepped out on faith. And during the process, bank stock that my great-grandfather had bought for my mother paid a one-time dividend that helped, that pretty much completely paid for the adoption of the two girls, which was pretty expensive because it was two of them at one time. And so it was just a blessing that came out. I mean, my grandfather bought this stock for my mom in the 1920s, and here all these years later, and it's interesting because my great-grandfather adopted my grandmother, and so his heritage of adoption is what encouraged me to adopt in the first place, and it was his money, his bank stock that he had given for my mom that helped to pay for this adoption. So that's my story, and thanks very much. Bye.
Hi, my name is Jill Lehman, and I listen to WPEO 1020 AM out of Peoria, Illinois. My husband and I at the time had two biological children, and we had felt that God was leading us to adopt a child. So we decided to adopt a little boy from Korea whose name was Caleb. When we decided to adopt, the cost was around $22,000, which was almost exactly half our income at the time. And so we really committed to praying with our kids and as a family for how God would provide. And one night my husband was praying with our then 5-year-old son, Traver, and they were praying, asking God to help them have enough money to pay for Caleb's adoption. And Traver said to his dad, "Dad, I have some money in my bank," which actually he has the Crown Financial Bank. And he said, "I could give you some now, and then you'd have enough money to adopt Caleb." And so his dad, or Andy, my husband, told him that was a nice thing to do, but he didn't really, you know, need to, and we kind of just passed it off, I guess. Anyway, the next morning, the very first thing he did when he woke up was he came downstairs with his bank, his little Crown Financial Bank, and he plops it on the counters and empties out about 90% of his money, which was mostly coins on the counter. And he exclaimed then, "There, that should be enough. Now we can go get Caleb." And he said, "And Daddy, if you need any more, just tell me and I'll give it to you." And that really touched us, just that his faith that God would provide, and also just how he gave. He kept only a few coins back for himself, but was willing to give almost all his money for something that we felt God was asking us to do. And so it was a real testimony to us. So anyway, we did take that money then to the bank the next day and had the change counted, and we still have the little receipt, and it came out to $7.77, which was special too, just because that's the number of completion. And now I can say that Caleb is home. He's been home 2.5 years, and actually we're in process now to adopt a little girl from Ethiopia. And God was totally faithful to provide for our first adoption, and he is being on this one too. And so we're really thankful and give all praise and glory to God because he taught us through our 5-year-old son.
Hi, my name is Lori Nyquist. The radio station we listen to is WCSG.
This past year, God has taught our family so much about His provision. I hope to encourage someone who is waiting on just that, God's provision. Our family was involved in an international adoption this past year of a precious little girl living in an orphanage in China. On September 11, 2006, my husband Dan and our oldest son Zach and I met our daughter, Sophie Pearl Yu Nyquist, on the other side of the world in Jiangxi Province, China. I praise God for that. The story I want to share with you is one of God's provision. For several years prior to meeting Sophie, God had laid adoption on our hearts. We were always struck by James 1:27. It says, "True religion that God considers pure and faultless is this, taking care of widows and orphans in their distress and keeping oneself from being polluted by the world." We wondered what that meant for our family, especially considering we were already blessed with three beautiful biological children. After taking a mission trip with our oldest two sons to Mexico in June of 2005, God made it so clear He wanted us to adopt. We knew beyond a shadow of a doubt. We met a woman on this mission trip taking care of 12 orphans, and we fell in love with these kids. It was so humbling to watch the single woman caring for 12 kids, and somehow God was providing for her and for them. After seeing this, we could no longer use our lack of money as an excuse not to adopt, because we knew God is a provider. However, we were aware that international adoption was expensive, and we also knew we didn't have $25,000 sitting around. We had some money in savings, but not nearly enough. We realized we would not be able to adopt if God did not show up. My husband Dan and I had another dilemma. We did not want to go into debt trying to pay for our international adoption. We had worked very hard to get out of debt, and we felt strongly that God doesn't want us to owe money. He wants us to live within our means. So we prayed hard, along with our three children, daily. We prayed that God would provide the money. We had been reading books about men and women, heroes of faith, that did not have the financial means to do what God asked them, and God provided. So we decided to pray that God would do the same for our family. It was so amazing to hear our son Zach, who was at that time 10, pray, and then in his childlike faith run out to the mailbox when he heard the mailman arrive to see if God had delivered some money. And I'm happy to say He did. Not necessarily on our timetable, but God provided all the money we needed so that we didn't owe anything on our adoption. We praise God for that. He did this through people who love us, family and friends, and employer organizations like Shea Ohana's Hope. Money literally was appearing on our door, in envelopes, and in our mailbox. It was an amazing journey, but we praise God. He answered our prayer. He asked us to step out and trust Him for $25,000 that He provided in His way and His time. I would be lying if I said it's been easy. But our fourth child, Sophie Pearl Yu, is a blessing and a gift from God. We truly did experience the miracle of adoption and God's amazing provision. I want to say to whoever needs to hear this today, God can be trusted to provide for your needs.